Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Trends and relations and how what we do here affects others worldwide and what people worldwide do, how it affects us as well.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning at 647. Three big things.
Three.
Elvis Presley died 40 years ago today.
Two.
Confederate statue removal becoming a big issue in several states.
One.
Firearms charges against a former Bel Air police officer dismissed. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Those traffic volumes out there picking up at this time, but I'm not seeing any big slowdowns on the roadways here in Wichita so far this morning. Just watch out for slowdowns in the road construction area. We've got road construction at Kellogg and I-235. This just getting reported by the Kansas Department of Transportation. Debris in the roadway. Looks like rocks in the roadway. Southbound lanes of I-135 right around Pawnee. Some rocks.
Rocks
in the roadway. Maybe lost off the back of a truck. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Nice. Could be stones, I guess, too.
It says rocks.
What's the difference?
The notice actually says rocks.
Fine. Mostly cloudy with a 50% chance for rain today and a high of 90 degrees. 50% chance for rain tonight. Overnight low 67. Thursday sunny with a high of 88 degrees. Now partly cloudy, 72 degrees. And we have a south wind at 12 miles per hour. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch. Open at 11 a.m. for lunch, Monday through Saturday, noon on Sunday. The menu can be found at monarchwichita.com. The Monarch in Delano. Yeah, 50% chance for rain. Keeping our fingers crossed this morning. Mm. Don Graham, CFP, the Money Tracker.
Morning.
He's in the building. Good morning, Don.
Woohoo!
Like your shirt today. Nice red shirt today.
Thank you.
Does that symbolize anything? Today. Your communist tendencies or anything?
Symbolize I probably got a good deal on his golf shirt.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
They got it free. Yeah. Steve and Ted, WichitaPerks.com poll is underway. Right there on our webpage, knssradio.com. Are you doing anything special to view Monday's solar eclipse?
Mm.
Yes, I'm traveling to get closer to totality, 40%. I might go outside, 20%. Yes, I'm celebrating here at home, 20%. Not really, 20%.
Really?
Yeah. No, not really.
I mean, come on. If it's happening.
WichitaPerks.com.
What's it take to step outside?
Steve and Ted, WichitaPerks.com.
Yeah, that's
poll.
The terminally lazy right there.
That's
yeah.
Got to be.
Some schools.
Of course,
are,
I'm on a lifelong journey to achieve totality.
Or I'll watch it on TV.
There you go.
Yeah.
Real estate decisions often boil down to three things, as you know.
Location.
Hey, it's your money. Looking for a home? If you're a first-time buyer, WalletHub says you really can't go wrong in the Lone Star State.
It's very hard to beat Texas right now. The top three cities here, McKinney, Frisco, Allen, out of 300 cities that we looked at, all did very well. You just get a lot of home for your money.
Analyst Jill Gonzalez says this is one reason why.
Most of these cities have about 5% of their homes that have been built within the past 5 years. That's a very high number. We're seeing a lot of building permit activity here.
Daria Albinger, ABC News.
U.S. stock indexes finished close to where they started Tuesday as technology companies and household goods makers rose. But weak reports from sporting goods and auto parts retailers left a lot of smaller companies with steep losses.
Aw.
Standard & Poor's 500 index lost a little more than a point. The Dow picked up 5 points. NASDAQ composite fell 7 points.
Mm-hmm.
Mazda recalling nearly 80,000 cars and SUVs, some for a second time.
Takata, let me guess.
To replace dangerous Takata airbag inflators. Recall covers front passenger inflators on certain 2007 through 2009 and 2012 CX-7, CX-9, and Mazda 6 vehicles. Recalls vary by state and age of the vehicles. Mazda, your dealer will be calling you, or you should check in. Facebook has announced it will spend $750 million on a new data center in Central Ohio. marks another boost for the state's growing technology sector.
$750 million.
That's a lot of dollars.
Wow.
And U.S. home builders are feeling more optimistic about their sales prospects, reflecting a pickup in demand and positive expectations about further growth for the rest of the year. National Association of Home Builders Wells Fargo Builder Sentiment Index, released Tuesday, rose to 68 this month. That's up 4 points from a reading of 64 in July and the highest level since May. So, there you go. 652 now. Steve and Ted. Time for Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker. Checking in on the economy, Don.
Why not?
Yes.
Well, recently we hit a psychological milestone for the stock market.
We did.
Well, you know, the Dow Industrial Average Index topped 22,000, as you remember, a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
That number isn't tremendously significant. However, the Dow started the year at 622, and has gone up more than 10% since January 1st. Well, how much does this presidency affect the markets? Does the presidency affect the markets? That's really an impossible question to answer. But when the economy is good, the president will take credit. When it's bad, the president is blamed. Well, how does this presidency stack up against the stock market to past administrations? Well, if you compare the end of July 2017 performance of the Dow average at a bit more than 10%, at the same point in Reagan's first term, the Dow was down 0.4%, according to Bloomberg historical data.
Wow.
Bush 43 was down 9.2%. Clinton was up 2.9% at 7 months into his presidency. Bush 41's Dow was up 20.1%. So that's double what it is right now. And President Obama coming out of a bad recession caught the wave and was up 22.6%.
Wow.
Our country's gross domestic product, GDP, reported by the Bureau of Economic Analysis, was up 1.1% for the first quarter of this year and up 2.6% in the second quarter. Our past president experienced a 5.3% decline in GDP growth the first quarter of his first term and a half point decline in the second quarter. Now, remember, that was still in the recession, and I guess we bottomed out the recession on March 9th of 2009, as far as the stock market's concerned. The Bureau of Labor Statistics releases monthly jobs reports. Since the beginning of this year, the Trump administration has averaged about 173,000 jobs reported per month. The past administrator averaged about 200,000 jobs per month, not a huge difference. Keep in mind that unemployment was north of 10% when the last president took office and the height of a major recession, and that average has been, of course, over a two four-year terms.
When Obama started.
When Obama started.
10% unemployment.
10% unemployment.
I've forgotten about that.
Yeah.
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 Wow.
Well, it's been a very, very slow recovery, but it has been a positive one. But anyway, I just thought it's kind of interesting to look at things and compare them to where they were. Of course, if you have any questions about this or how it might affect your investments, you can give me a call. Number 634.
That's good.
2222.
Thanks, Don. I appreciate those kind of things. You're kind of tracking, you know, we're rolling along in history every day, and sometimes we forget what's going on 10 years ago.
Exactly. Exactly.
Today
is kind of fun to look back.
National Telejoke Day. What would be better than a day filled with laughter?
Well, you had a couple jokes the other day.
Take it easy. Hang on.
Remember the presidential jokes?
Yeah.
You got some jokes for us?
Researchers examined more than 1,000 jokes before whittling them down to a final 50 and getting 36,000 people to vote for their favorites. The source is onepoll.com.
Wow. You may
want to check that out.
So what is the favorite joke?
This is the number one joke. Are you ready?
Here it goes.
Is this
the fish stick one?
Probably heard it before. No. Woman gets on a bus with her baby. Bus driver says, "Ugh, that's the ugliest baby I've ever seen." Woman walks to the rear of the bus, sits down, fuming. She says to a man next to her, "The driver just insulted me." The man says, "You go up there and tell him off. Go on. I'll hold your monkey for you."
That's pretty good.
I'll hold your monkey for you.
That is pretty good.
Not bad. That's the number one joke. Remember that if you're going to work today,
get
the most popular joke.
And who wrote it? Cartman?
I don't know. Probably Ted. Probably Bucky. Bucky Walters.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
That's a good one, isn't it? All right.
I'll hold your monkey for you.
656, Steve and Ted on KNSS. Coming up at 7 o'clock, the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. A look at all today's news, including a new development in the showdown with North Korea over Guam. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.